Sven Burkertz is the author of a book called My Sky Blue Trades, Growing Up Counter in a Contrary Time. In this memoir, Burkertz chronicles his uncomfortable childhood as the son of immigrants from Latvia and his own immigration into the world of books. During his college years, Burkertz wrote short stories, and he made his attempt at the great American novel. Well, make that the great American novella. It was only 140 pages. And as Burkertz told Steve Paulson, it was shortly after he finished this work that his dream of writing fiction came crashing down.
I had, in fact, completed this, I guess I'll call it a novella, and I was very high on it. I had just come off the great momentum of daily, you know, plunges. And in my glee, I summoned my then girlfriend and best friend to a private reading staged at the apartment I shared with my girlfriend. And, you know, they dutifully sat down, and I excused myself in advance for how long this was going to take. And I then began reading. And my moment, which I do document in this memoir, I don't know how far in, I was not more than a few pages in before it just stole over me with, you know, terrible certainty that it wasn't working, that the words that had seemed so magical when I was putting them on the page by myself in my solitude, the minute I brought them into public air, they seemed to fall flat, and I suddenly saw all of the creaky architecture and I had to confront, even as I gamely, you know, pushed on and finished what I had promised, you know, the reading of this book, I just saw my whole imagined future at that moment kind of crumbling around me. It was terrible.
Well, I can imagine that must have been crushing. I mean, you had dreamed of being a writer. That was your goal in life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to work.
And I had not even imagined the fallback, which is that that's not the only kind of writing and that there are other writerly satisfactions. I hadn't really taken that in, and it would be a few years before I would realize with a wonderful sense of surprise that all the world doesn't exist necessarily to end up in a novel, that there are so many other ways to translate yourself and your thoughts and your, you know, sense of language out into the world.
So you became a literary critic.
Yeah, yeah. Though even now, when you say that word, I sort of, it's a little wince, and I'm not sure, am I really a literary critic or a literary essayist, and what's the difference? I guess I've sort of occupationally become a critic because I get asked to review in a number of different places, and then sort of by virtue of that, you have to have opinions, and when you get enough opinions, it begins to look like you have an outlook or a worldview. But really, my greatest pleasure when I do that is to move into a book or the world of an author and then just exploratorily sort of play with it, you know, find what obsesses me and track that. And that's not really criticism in the same way. That's something else.
Well, I find this whole discussion very interesting as you're really getting at the difference between being a novelist, I mean, creating those imaginary worlds and writing nonfiction, but playing off on the imaginary worlds that other people write. And I'm wondering if there's a different mindset going on here. I mean, why, for instance, fiction just didn't work for you, but you gravitated to the world of essay writing?
Well, I think the difference is a little less pronounced than I might have thought in the beginning. I might have thought that there's just an absolute chasm between someone who creates a world on the page and then whoever else then comments upon it. And it seemed like one was clearly had precedence. I now see much more of a broad continuum of the imagination, and I certainly give certain pride of place to the people who generate, you know, wonderful imaginative works, entire and new. But I'm seeing more and more the possibilities of those people, myself included, who then find ways to open those up and appreciate them and also kind of irradiate them with their own literary passion. I mean, I feel that in writing essays, I have a tremendous amount of outlet for the things that really do drive me to write, which is the itch to make sentences, to make interesting, complicated sounding structures out of words, structures that mean something, that open up new insights. The thing that I found when I was writing fiction was that I was actually very reluctant to create dramatic scenes and characters. That what I was doing when I was writing was I was creating characters in order to have a platform for them to think thoughts and have memories.
You were drawn to the ideas more than
the
story itself.
Yeah, I was already an essayist of sorts hiding inside of a would-be fiction writer, because the true content of my fiction was really essayistic, and it took me so long to get to that and to understand it. I was most interested by thought and memory and, you know, how the inner life of any individual or character can be created persuasively out of words. I couldn't get people into bull fighting arenas or into battle scenes or whatever else I might have originally aspired to. It just ultimately didn't interest me. But to put a character in a chair watching, you know, the snow come down through a streetlight and having a thought or a memory seemed hugely appealing.
Do you think the work of a literary critic is as important as the work of a novelist?
Now I do. I might not have said that earlier, because now I don't see the novelist living in an isolated way in the culture. I mean, again, there's this image of a continuum. And I think what's happened in our culture is that we have a great many gifted, wonderful creators of fiction, poetry, and, you know, other artistic forms. I think what we are really missing, what has sort of atrophied, is the whole sort of middle ground, that arena, that place where the meaning and purpose of what these artists are creating gets passed along to the would-be readers and the audience. I think we have a great many writers working in what they perceive is a tremendous isolation, and I think there's a feeling, and a lot of writers I talk to sort of bear me out on this, that they don't really live in a literary culture. They live in a culture which can be generous toward writers if they succeed in certain ways, but they don't live in a culture which feels like it is sort of tuned into that whole side of the spectrum.
So when you write an essay today that you're really pleased with, what goes on there?
Well, you know, I find as much as possible, and the reason I keep doing this and keep returning to it, in order to get myself interested enough in the project, I essentially have to return, at least symbolically, I have to return to my original trust and excitement about the fact of literature and of writing and of language. I have to reanimate myself, and I have to see what whoever I'm writing about, I have to see what they're doing in a very basic, almost primal kind of light. And then I have to allow that, okay, this is a person putting down, you know, their deepest understanding of the world and giving it shape and form and dramatic content. And I try to return to that without succumbing to what is so easy to succumb to, which is a kind of ironic detachment or a general cynicism of, well, it's all been done and here comes another. You know, you have to go back to first principles. And I find that that step, that little mental operation, sort of keeps me rejuvenated. I mean, that's what allows me to get to the desk without a sinking heart.
Sven Birkerts is the author of My Sky Blue Trades, Growing Up Counter in a Contrary Time. He spoke with Steve Pulse.